Nebraska Cornhusker. Actually played high school football in Oregon. I think you said you had watched me doing local TV in Oregon, and then you ended up going to Nebraska and being the best defensive lineman in college I had seen since Steve Ettman at Washington, who was, like you, unbelievable. When you came to the NFL, people marveled at your strength. Obviously, offensive linemen in the NFL are great.
Mm-hmm.
Is it technique? Like, have you gone up against a guy and thought, man, he is smart. He is working me. I mean, like Nick Mangold, maybe the best center in the league. When you go up against Nick, what are you thinking in that game? Elite center, and you're benching 500.
It's as simple as this. There's a lot of great players, and there's always great players in the NFL. There's always going to be great players. There's veterans that have been doing it for a long, long time. And technique is what's going to beat those guys. And it's something that I've learned to learn in my high school and really going into my early college days of learning to play with my hands and being able to fight against the pressures that the offensive linemen, those great guys, understand how to give you certain looks and do total different things and kind of keep you off balance. So that's something I've learned, and being able to go against those great guys at an early age in my early career in the NFL is something that I can definitely take that experience and learn from.
You gave a lot of money to Nebraska. You don't seem like a guy with a big temper. Thank God for all of us. Have you ever gotten mad on the field? Like, what do you like break a Volvo? Like, when you get ticked off, what do?
I've definitely been mad on the field, but you won't note it.
Anybody cheap? Call out a guy who's cheap. It's just you and me. There's like some cheap guys. Did you play Tennessee yet?
No, I have not played Tennessee.
Heard they're dirty.
No, I don't know. I mean, I've definitely got some trash talking. And
guys trash talk you?
No question. Yeah.
Well, what? Give me a guy who trash talk you. Please, come on.
No, I can't do that.
Guy trash talk you?
But, I mean, that's one of the ways they feel that they can get me out of my game. But I don't really pay attention to it. If you choose a cheap shot, I beat you with my play. And that's all I'm about. What hurts the most is getting those wins and making plays against you.
You guys play Green Bay this week. Green Bay may be the best team in the league with New England. They're really, like on film, what is Aaron Rodgers doing?
Aaron Rodgers is one of those mobile quarterbacks that can move around the pocket, kill you with your feet, kill you with his arm, and we're going to have a tough challenge against him, and definitely looking forward to it. But I think we got a great opportunity.
He's a better runner than Brady.
Yeah, no question. Definitely a better runner, a lot more athletic, and can stretch the pocket and really hurt you downfield if he really wants to.
Now, everybody on this show makes fun of me. We can play the love song, Fish, because I love Brady. Brady's my favorite NFL player, and a little bit of a man crush. When you met Brady after the game, and Dominican, be honest, you thought to yourself, that is a good-looking man. He's easy to fall for, is he not? Come on, Dominican, let's be honest.
I don't judge other guys.
Okay.
He's a good football player, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay, because I don't know. I couldn't control myself. I would have to give a big hug. I love Tom Brady. Yeah, Fish, you want to run your fingers through Brady's hair.
He is attractive.
He is a good-looking man.
He is a fine
I will say this, though. Oh, my God. The Jets just... You guys played the Jets this year.
Yeah, we
actually
did.
Actually, it was a very competitive game.
Mm-hmm. Very good. No, close game. Went to OT. Missed the extra point.
That's
which
right.
Probably propelled us to a win, but I got to learn from the mistakes and make sure they don't happen again.
Sue's working on the Michael Jackson The Experience on Wii. Now available, his tribute. He will tribute his next sack to MJ in the form of an iconic MJ move. Are you going to do that?
I will definitely try.
So your next sack, you're going to do some Michael Jackson move?
I won't promise, but if it happens to be a reaction or something that just comes out of me.
Have you practiced it?
I have not practiced it. I need to practice it, definitely, if I'm going to do it.
All right, dude. Great meeting you again, man.
You too.
All right. And Dominican Sue, class guy.